Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey guys, welcome to our show. Thank you for tuning in. This is your host with the most to boast.
But I like to roast.
My co-host likes to roast. Your friend and only friend, Chris, or otherwise known as Topher. Over to my left, I have my co-host, Nikki. Nikki Cross.
Hello.
Hello, Nikki. How's it going?
It's going.
It's good.
Happy to be here. I'm excited.
Oh, we're excited to have you here. And we're not paying you, so just anyways.
I'm not so excited anymore.
And that's how capitalism works. Okay. So thank you again, guys, for joining in on our show. What is this about? What is any of this about? What's life about? This show, I can't help you with life, but this show is about the creative process. It's called The Creative Chair, where we bring in musicians from West Coast to East Coast, and by West Coast to East Coast, I mean within like the northern Worcester County, but we're global,
so. Near and far.
So we bring in our musicians from local area, central Massachusetts, southern New Hampshire, hopefully farther as time goes along, and we dive into the creative process. We figure out what makes them tick, just normal stuff. And we have fun. We play some music. It's going to be a great time. So let's go ahead and introduce our first guest. This is our first guest of the day. That's how time works, right? Like there's a day and...
Yeah.
Wow. I'm having a stroke. So it's herbs. Our first guest is the one and only Jukebox Jake. Jake Goldstein. Let's give it up for Jake.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah. Thanks again. Yeah, this is really great to be here.
Oh, thanks for coming down.
Of course.
Now, the way that the show works, he's our first guest ever on this show. But when you people see this perform live or, out there in the airwaves, there'll already be a show in front of this one. So we're just going to give you a little pull the curtains and then behind the scenes of how shows are produced. But my buddy here, Jake, is going to be featured on the intro, which you will have just witnessed prior to the show. So anyways, that's how time works. Jake, thank you for being here.
Thank you
for coming on. And, I'm a big fan.
Yeah. Well, thank you for allowing me to be here.
Yeah. And I know Nikki's a big fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've seen you perform live. Jake's been performing live in the circuit there around northern Worcester County, but even farther than that. So why don't you go ahead and just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Yeah. So I'm originally from the Gardner area, but I live in Northampton, and been living out west for a couple of years now, and I've been playing guitar for quite a while, and I really play all over the state of Massachusetts. I play near Northampton, but also Worcester County, near Worcester, as far as Boston. I've gone out the other way towards the Berkshires. So I've played all over. I've been playing music for a long, long time. And not only do I play guitar, but I play trumpet, piano, ukulele, and I teach a lot of those instruments as well.
Awesome. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. I love playing music. It's great.
That's awesome.
It's great.
That's awesome. So, how long have you been, playing music and performing?
Playing music, probably grade school.
Wow.
Probably like elementary school, something like that. And just kind of like I was in the school band, and then, probably post college or so. Okay. I started playing guitar and then ukulele and bass, and kind of went on from there. But more professionally, I've been playing professionally out for about 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I started kind of locally at the Brew Barn in Phillipston, and then, the Ale House here and there, and then little places. And then it just started to expand and expand and then go from there.
Yeah. So making that jump, right? From just writing your own music, performing in your own home, to then like getting out there and like performing in front of people. Was that tough for you to make that transition?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Cause, when I write something, I kind of write it in my living room or my kitchen or something, kind of like something for myself in my own little personal space. But it's always interesting to play something I wrote out. You just got to do it. And then, when you do it, like, you can figure out, okay, here's where I can kind of brush up on this thing or maybe edit that thing or whatever, and there's a huge songwriting community out in the Worcester area, I went out and I was like, I probably got about a half a dozen songs at the time. Let me just play and just see what happens. And, afterwards people were like, hey, that's a really cool song.
Yeah.
It's just something like any song, really, that you just have to just kind of just practice it enough and then just go out and perform it and just see what works well and what doesn't, what you need to sort of work on a little bit more and what comes through well.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that's what's great, too, is like, that songwriter contest that was organized and hosted by our buddy Frank O'Malley.
Yeah, yeah.
And, what I've experienced by participating in that is the community, the musical community that we have here, which I think is something really special to this area. Just every musician knows each other.
Yeah.
And supports each other.
Yeah.
Like that's great.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's awesome. Yeah. You were terrific, man. I loved the music you performed, the song. You're a talented songwriter.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Do you, when you write your songs, where do you get that inspiration from to like, do you pull from a source when you're like writing that story?
Yeah. Sometimes it's more, I've only written about a few sort of characters, but mostly it's sort of life experiences. And that's, right. I would say a lot of musicians pull from where they just pull from life experiences whatever you have experienced that it can kind of be put into some sort of song, put into words. As an example, a few years ago, I have a sister who got married. And so instead of writing a speech and saying this speech, like a lot of people do, I wrote a song for my sister and my brother-in-law, and I performed it at their wedding. And it was about them. So I was like, that's cool. You know what I mean? So like now it's like in my back pocket. So if I need an extra song of an original song somewhere, I'm like, hey, let's sing that one. And it's just really is just about life and as it happens.
That's so cool. That's so cool.
Yeah.
And I think there's something special about that because then people can relate to your music and relate to the lyrics, and that's great. Do you want to go ahead and like perform a song?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah. Let's, And that's what we'll do, guys. We'll you know, do some questions, do some songs, back to questions, have some laughs. So
now, a lot of the songs that I do write are sort of based on empathy, to try to conjure up a story that a lot of people can relate to in some way, shape, and form.
Sweet. And don't be afraid to move that mic up.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
A little bit more if you want.
Sure.
You should have some more slack in those headphones also.
I know. I feel so bad. Like he's really tied down.
I know.
Yeah. That's okay.
So this one is, this is one I wrote a little over a year ago. This one's called Jack's Garden. It goes like this. One morning I woke up, saw the sun come through my window, and I looked around the room and saw the disappearance of my shadow. Well, I got out of bed, threw away all my bad habits, and I thought to myself, well, I've gotta do something about it. So I stepped outside, saw that it was quite a mess. And just like my life, well, I thought that this could be a process. So I picked up the stuff, picked it up one by one, and I went to the store to get all the things to get it done. This dirt, well, I guess it ain't as half as bad as what I used to do to make myself hurt. I'm gonna grow everything that grows underneath that sun, and one day I'll look back and enjoy all the hard work and the fun. Gonna stand up tall, wear a fancy bow tie. Gonna cover all those bruises, cause you know, gonna let that past shit die. Gonna look real cute and join a dating app. Maybe I'll take a selfie and post it on my Snapchat. Gonna make this garden my own, but all the love and care be known. Gonna dig in my boots, gonna grow me some fruits, lay down the love of my roots.
jacking. This is the story of my garden. And you just heard it 10 minutes long, a song about a movie that I just started. This song's not about not to lose hope or lose faith. You gotta keep it moving till you feel that earthquake. It's all about love, growing up too. You gotta find your inner peace, man. It's all up to you. Now look what I did. See how I've become. You start off a numb, but then you rule a green thumb. Gonna make this garden my home. Let all the love and care be known. Gonna dig in my boots. Gonna grow me some fruits. Lay down the love of my roots.
Thank you.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I just love it. I love the sound. Love the guitar.
Yeah.
Also, I gave you more slack.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you're not bound to the table anymore.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
You know, I love that guitar. That looks such an awesome guitar.
Thank you. Yeah, this was gifted to me on my birthday last year from a bunch of coworkers of mine.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an amazing gift.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had a guitar before that all of the electronics were kind of coming out. It was a bit of an older guitar. It definitely needed a little bit of work. And my coworkers man, you just here, let us help you. I was gifted this guitar at a gig I had. Couple of coworkers showed up and it was like, hey, before you go on stage, here's a guitar. And I was like, wait a minute, wait, what?
That's amazing.
Oh, this is mine? No, this is yours. Wait, what? Okay. Oh, wow. Thank you so much. You know, it's like a range of emotions just went through. I'm like, yeah, this is it. That's they purchased this guitar for me. Wow. Thank you. So,
that's wow. Those are awesome coworkers. Those are fantastic coworkers.
Wow. Safe to say, I think they like you.
Yeah. Like me enough to keep me around. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, what's your biggest musical influence?
Biggest musical influence? Wow. That's a really good question. I would say to play songs that people can connect with, whatever that is, whether it's my own music or it's jukebox music that I play, 50s, 60s. I would love, everyone to sort of be connected in some way, to feel some sort of empathy or to feel some sort of, something when I'm playing, whether it's an original song or when I play 50s and 60s, that it brings you back to a time of when you first heard it on the radio, or maybe your parents played it or something like that. For me, the 50s and 60s music was something that I grew up listening to, so that is for me in a nostalgic kind of genre. Nice. Just to feel, to have people be connected.
And I feel like the music back then, I mean, the music now is great too, but But like, it was just a different time. I mean, I obviously wasn't around in the 50s, 60s, but that's when my parents grew up. And, but I'm a huge fan of the music from that period of time.
Yeah. Likewise.
That's awesome. All right. So, Dead Space. La, 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 la.
I'm going to cut that one out.
Yeah. Don't worry. We're going to edit this. No, that's awesome, Jake. I love what...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You're doing. I love the fact that you're out there, and you know you're showing other inspiring artists, musicians, just to get out there. Like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's great. That's great. All right. I have all these wonderful questions.
Yeah, I'm here.
So
ready whenever you are.
Well, oh, this is a good one. This is a good one.
Uh huh.
And I just wanted to do a shout out to my co-host Nikki here. Great job on helping me with these questions. These are fantastic.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome. Should I ever raise people? Okay, look. We currently have a budget of zero, but I'm gonna give you a raise.
Yes. What?
Yes. When you do your raise, it's going to be zero times zero. I love it. We have special effects, people.
I'm learning.
Yeah. Okay. So, here's another question.
Uh-huh.
What was the first song that you've ever learned how to play?
Oh, my God. Oh, it was probably Here Comes the Sun.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah. That was like, so I actually took lessons at City Music.
Yeah.
About a million years ago. And my guitar teacher at the time knew I loved the Beatles, knew that the Beatles were my favorite band. And I think it was the very first one where he was like, yeah, it goes like this. It goes.
Beautiful.
Let's do that. Let's go.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I can really kind of, so at the time I was also learning how to play ukulele. So I was like, oh, well, what if I did this, but the same thing on ukulele? So I'm actually a little bit, I can play it more fluently on ukulele than I can on guitar. So when I play that song, it's more of a ukulele song than a guitar song. But yeah. Oh yeah. I did a bunch of like Beatles and Dylan first, and
yeah,
Buddy Holly, that kind of thing. Nice, Chuck Berry. So
I mean, I'm just gonna say, you have a fantastic taste of music. Like,
oh yeah,
those are all great.
Yeah, just like
great.
Yeah, I mean, I was just, you know, I'm also a big record collector as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, very nice.
So just like, I mean, I was, you know, everything. I for the holidays, I asked for Louis Armstrong's country record.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, Louis Armstrong made country records. Okay, cool.
Skies are gray.
Yeah. And then, you know, on the opposite spectrum was the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You know, I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I love them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's a coat of many colors of music that I listen to over and over and over again.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So then I got a question for you.
Yeah. Huh?
Do you have a guilty pleasure song? And why?
I don't think so.
There's that one song that you're like, I low-key love this song, and I just love to play it.
Probably Johnny B. Goode, I think, because I mean, you know, I go into like,
I go into Earth Angel first. My guitar is a little out of tune, but I go into Earth Angel and then.
Does your hand start to fade when you start playing that? Like a back to
no. And then I kind of like, I just play a lick, like a little bit, maybe 30 seconds of Earth Angel, and I stop. And especially if it's a newer audience, everyone's like, well, wait, what happened? And I stop for maybe 10 seconds, you know, or something. And like people
build it
start
up
to clap, and it's like, okay, all right, stop a little soon. And then I just like, you know, go right into Johnny B. Goode. So,
oh, that's awesome.
You know, so like, yeah, I know, like that's really cool. I mean, it's definitely like a very strong song anyway. And then it's like, okay, yeah, I'll get people tapping their toes now.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's great. Well,
dang it.
Do you have another song?
Oh, of course.
We have this like thirst of or desire to have all this music and that can get quenched.
Yeah. Is there, I mean, I wrote a song back in October.
Okay.
Wrote a song back in October, and this one's called The Back Roads to Burlington. And it goes like this. Back roads to Burlington, gotta go find me one. Searching over here, searching over there, underneath the sun. Back roads to Burlington, gotta go find me someone. Searching for the answers and all the rest chances that have yet to be gone. So I met you in the diner, we're both catching up. While since I've seen your smile and our hearts were broken up, you were telling me about you, and I was telling you about me, and I saw a connection for a new direction that would keep us company. So we played our broken records over and over until we found the scratches in our sound, and we saw a crossover, and the chandelier broke, and there was broken glass on the floor. We tried to put together all the pieces that were better so we wouldn't hurt no more. On the back roads to Burlington, gotta go find me one. Searching over here, searching over there, underneath the sun. Back roads to Burlington, gotta go look for someone. Searching for the answers and all the rest chances that have yet to be gone. So we'll take the long roads and find a lost soul. Time to ease our worried minds in the springtime. Talk about the list of life, the jobs and the houses and the careers and the kids and the rest of our lives. So I heard you got a little girl that's keeping you awake, and anytime at all you can give me a call and we'll plan an escape on the back back roads to Burlington. Gotta go find me one.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Searching over here, searching over there, underneath the sun. Back roads to Burlington. Gotta go look for someone. Searching for the answers and all the risk chances that have yet to be begun. Back roads to Burlington. Gotta go find me one. Searching for the answers and all the risk chances that have yet to be begun. Back roads to Burlington. Gotta go look for one. Searching for the answers and all the risk chances that have yet to be gone. Thank you.
Wow. Now, is that the Burlington up in Vermont?
Yes.
Okay, so yes. I've been down the regular main roads of Burlington.
Sure, yeah.
And it's spectacular.
Church Street.
Yeah.
I can only imagine how much more magical the back roads to Burlington are.
Well, you know, it's so funny. When I was, what had happened, and again, this is another life experience kind of song. A buddy of mine and I, we took literally the back roads up to Burlington. We didn't take any highways or anything. We just kind of went the scenic route. We went up to Church Street and just kind of, you know, walked around and saw Lake Champlain and this, that, the other, and everything in between. And then we just hiked it back down. Well, we drove back down and hiked it. But yeah, no, it was like, oh man, like that's a really, that, you know, just that moment, that event in our lives is, that's a song right there.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, so, I love it.
Yeah. So yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, let's see. Don't mind me.
It's fine, man.
I'm the other thing too that we're doing is we have to keep track of like our time. You know, and of course we're only at a half hour.
Wow.
It's only been a half hour.
Only half an hour.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Huh.
So we're at the halfway point, people.
I could play another song if you like.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping to do a couple more songs.
Sure, I'll play as many songs as you'd like me to play.
Okay, well, now that you've said that, we're going to ask that you, you know, do the full Pink Floyd, The Wall
album. Oh, well.
Full catalog.
No, full catalog. Full catalog of Pink Floyd. You're going to be here for a while.
Yeah.
400 years later.
You got some laser lights too, right?
Yeah. Oh, I do. And fog machines. Although, I got to admit, I used a fog machine in here once.
Did you set up the fire alarm?
No,
you did. You totally did. Yes, you did.
But it looked like a Cheech and Chong episode. And I had to like kick on all the fans. I was like panicking. Thank God the landlady wasn't here. I was like, oh God, it's gonna. Like, how do I explain this? I set the fire alarms off.
Smoke machines, yeah, right, Chris? Yeah. Right.
Enough about me. So here's a good one.
Yeah.
Speaking of craziness, what is the craziest thing you've ever encountered at a gig?
Oh, I can already tell you laugh. This is going to be good.
Oh, boy. Well, let me just put my guitar down for this one.
Yes.
Oh, it's a story.
It's a story.
Oh, this is great.
It's just one of those ones where, you know, every musician has good gigs and every musician has bad gigs, right?
Right.
This particular moment that I remember, I was actually very fearful of for what was going to happen in the end. Nothing ended up happening. Nothing bad ended up happening, but it was just like leading up to like really bad
bad things. Anyway, I was at an open mic at the Ale House a couple of years ago. And So I remember walking in and I had like all of my stuff. I had a ukulele, I had a guitar, I had like a music stand or something. My hands looked kind of busy. And this gentleman offered to hold the door. I said, "Oh man, I got it. No worries. No thing. Thank you. Thank you. No, thank you. All good. All good." So like, no worries, whatever. And so, you know, we're in the open mic there at the Ale House. And, the feature for that night was this bunch of kids from Gardner Middle School. And like half of Gardner Middle School was there. I don't know why the parents allowed that. Like that was just, I don't know. Anyway. Huh. So a bunch, like it was band from Gardner Middle School who was featuring that night. And so they did a really great job, and like right afterwards I went up and I started to play, you know, I just kind of tanked, just because, you know, everybody was really into these kids. Like they did do a really great job, and I could hear in the back somebody yelled out, "The kids were better."
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then like, I was like, I know who that was. It was the guy who was trying to hold the door open for me. So yeah. Because he, I don't know, just took it the wrong way. You know what I mean? Just like, I don't know, took it as an insult instead of a, I don't know, whatever. Jeez. I don't know, man. So I was like, all right. I tanked that night. It was a hard act to follow. I get it.
Yeah.
Then the night ended and I was walking out, still had all my stuff. And then the guy started to like, he pointed me out as soon as I was starting to leave and started to swear all sorts of names at me. I'm like, I got to get out of here. Like, I need to go. So like, I'm like, all right. Yep. So I just made a beeline to the door, went across the street to the parking lot, got in the car. The dude started to follow me. I'm like, I need to lock my car. I am very fearful right now. I need to go.
All because you denied his help.
Yes. Wow. Yes.
What?
Yes. 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 I was, you know, again, I locked my car immediately, and he was getting closer. Obviously, he had a few too many. You could clearly see in the way that he was acting. And finally, right before he got to my car, he was with his girlfriend at that time anyway. And the girlfriend called him off, and like they went to their car across the way, and he drove off and like yelled some more curse words. And I'm like, I need to go home.
Right.
I need to sleep this off. This was not a good night. This was not a good night.
Wow.
So yeah. It was pretty tense. And I even told the host of the open mic, I'm like, "Hey, there's that guy. Here's what happened. You know, this is what's going on." He's like, "Don't worry, you're going to be fine." I'm like, "I hope so."
Yeah.
So the moral of the story is just let somebody hold the door.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so, man. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Hold door. I'm trying, folks. He's had a few too many.
Yeah.
Lucky doors. That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
That's
crazy. Yeah. Wow. That's probably one of the worst nights of my life. Ooh. Or maybe one of the worst nights of my musical outings or something whatever. Just like, yikes. Yeah.
At least it wasn't a wardrobe malfunction though.
No. Yep. No, yeah, there wasn't. There was none
good.
Of that.
None of that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. No.
Oh, that's crazy. I can only imagine like what some of these other musicians that are out there that have been doing these gigs, their stories that they come across, because people are wild sometimes.
They're
just crazy.
Like, we'll spill beer on your gear, you know?
Oh,
I mean?
No.
And then they're not going to like, they're obviously not going to pay for it. So it's coming out of your pocket. Like,
yeah.
Come on, man. Like, it's a $200 pedal.
Right.
Like,
it's not, that's not cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, those are things that you really don't think about, you know, for musicians, like, you know, they're playing bars, they're playing the restaurants and whatnot. And people just get rowdy. And then, you know, musicians have a hard time with, like, it's expensive.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
It's an expensive hobby.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But all the more reason why it's so incredible with what you musicians do when you're performing out there.
Mm-hmm. And so that kind of leads me up to my next question. What advice would you give to any aspiring musicians that are just starting out?
I would say go to the local places. And meet as many people as you can.
Okay.
And once you've got like, say, 3 songs under your belt, learn 3 more. And it's said that, like, you know, once you learn a song, you can, when you memorize it, you've learned the song. Okay. Do that for 3 songs.
Yeah.
And then take some time to learn and memorize 3 more. And then take some time to learn and memorize 3 more. And then still go out, you know, to wherever music is being played in your area.
Yeah.
And meet everybody. Talk to everyone. Network. Connect. See if you can follow them on Facebook or Instagram or wherever they are to see where they're playing next. Talk to people that you liked their music. Talk to people that you don't like their music. Talk to people, you know, who are the local yokels.
Sure.
Talk to everyone. Talk to everyone. And as more time goes on, they're going to notice you. They're going to know who you are. They're going to know the music that you play. And I would say that is really kind of just the first few steps.
Great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so let's take a break.
Sure.
In case if anybody has to do a bathroom break. Bathroom bake. We're going to bake. But yeah, let's take a we'll take a break for a second and then we'll come back with some more music from our buddy here, Jake. All right. Oh, look at that. And you know, let's kind of get loose. Hey, look at that.
All right.
We are there.
Are we live?
I think so. Oh wait, ow. did everybody hear that?
I got that.
Did you? Yeah. Yeah.
It got that.
I heard.
Yeah. I can see you people. Okay. So we're back. Let's rein it in. Breathe in. We're back. And yeah, baby. Okay. So, we were just having a really cool discussion off camera about just music in general and all the things they're doing, like the dome out there in Las Vegas. Technology is incredible.
I just got back from Vegas and I could see it from my hotel room window. So I literally just sat in that window like for a good 20 minutes, just like staring at this thing.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome. Like, this is entertaining in itself. And this was before I even like went out and ventured around Vegas. So yeah. I'm like, nice. Man, if this thing is entertaining me, I can't wait to see the rest of this place.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Very cool.
Well, so let's go ahead and get back to the show. Mm. Right. So, okay, guys, thank you for coming back. We had a little short break. We did some acrobatics. We did some pyrotechnics.
We did karate in the garage.
Somebody was kung fu fighting. Yeah. Sorry, folks. This is what you get when you, get me. So I'm just whatever. You know what makes a joke a dad joke? When it becomes apparent. Crickets.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
There we go.
Oh, my God.
There we go. Yeah, it's happening. It's happened. It's no going back now. Anyways, so for our next, I'm going to make a request.
Mm.
I'm going to make a request. I'd sure. like to hear your new song.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I can play my new song. Absolutely.
Perfect.
I wrote this just a few weeks ago. And I released it on my own like a week ago. And it's a song called I See Rainbows.
Love it. 3.
It's that time of year again, where snow has fallen and so is my heart, where the wind is blowing, everything falls apart.
Everyone is in a cheerful mood, and waiting around for some good dude. He's flying a kite or he's dressed in white. But as for me, this doesn't sit quite right. The temperature's dropping, so does my charm. Reassure you that I mean no harm. Just waiting around for this thing to pass. Looks like there's more snow coming in the forecast. Everyone's singing a cheerful tune. It feels like being in a strange cartoon. Everyone's running with a different point of view. All I can do is sit and watch the news. 'Cause there was a fire that burned down my home, and there was a fight that broke out and I hit him in the dome. And there was a robbery that left my family all alone. 'Cause I see rainbows, they're in my mind. 'Cause I see rainbows when I'm doing time. 'Cause I see rainbows and I feel just fine. Every year when we dress the tree, I thought of all the things that I could be. Maybe I could be this or that. But I remember my dad running with a baseball bat. I had an uncle who liked to drink. He fought in the war and he liked to watch ships sink. All of this made me start to rethink. And nowadays my face is pink. There was a fire that burned down my home, and there was a fight that broke out and I hit him in the dome. There was a robbery that left my family alone. 'Cause I see rainbows, they're in my mind. 'Cause I see rainbows when I'm doing time. 'Cause I see rainbows and I feel just fine. Sitting in a 6-foot cell, and I got quite a story that I could tell. Those Christmas lights used to mean something before, but they don't mean anything anymore. I used to think when I was a kid of all the things that I could have did. Think of all these things in my head. Now I got a different life instead. 'Cause there was a fire that burned down my home, and there was a robbery that left my family alone. And there was a fight that broke and I hit him in the dome. 'Cause I see rainbows, they're in my mind. 'Cause I see rainbows when I'm doing time. 'Cause I I see rainbows and I feel just fine.
Just so that people know, we had an audience trucked out here. We got them from Amazon. You can get anything from Amazon. Anything from Amazon. No, that was terrific, Jake.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
What a great song.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And so if anyone, you know, wanted to hear your music, where would they find it?
Well, I'm all over social media, so you can find me on Facebook under the Jukebox, or under Jukebox Jake, where I post a lot of my own original tunes as well as songs that I cover from the 50s and 60s. I'm also on Instagram under The Jukebox Jake. Again, just a lot of like covers and originals and where I'm playing and all sorts of fun things.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
So speaking of which,
mm-hmm.
what's your dream venue to perform? It could be anywhere in the world. Like
anywhere in the world.
If you could just pick a place.
Easily. I've already, you know, it's funny because I had this same thought about a year ago and I actually applied to play there. I sent them an email.
Yeah.
And I got denied.
Oh, no. They don't know what they're missing.
I know. It's the Cavern.
The Cavern?
The Cavern in Liverpool.
Oh,
the Cavern
in
Liverpool. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I applied about a year ago, and I mean, because I have this sort of like letter that I write to all sorts of venues wherever I'm playing, where I'd like to play, or just to reach out. And I said, for the hell of it, just whatever. What, I'm just going to just try.
What
just
did
try.
I say? Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Right.
Yeah. So I mean, even just, you know, I'm just like, I sent it over and I waited a couple of days and they said, sorry, we don't think this is going to be a success for you because you live in a different country.
Jeez.
I'm like, all right, yeah. But I mean, that would be like my dream venue to be like, hey, yeah, you want to come play at a show at the Cavern in Liverpool? I'm like,
hell yeah.
Let me get on the next plane.
Seriously.
yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, and so much great music came out of it. I mean, obviously the Beatles.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Totally. Yeah, totally. Yeah. So
it's fantastic.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. Maybe.
You know what?
Yeah.
I would keep writing that letter every year.
But it's going to come from the same, you know, come from me, the same person.
Oh, okay, so then I'll write one and Chris can write one.
Yeah, yeah.
See, look, now he has a fan base.
Right, right.
And did you write it as Jukebox Jake or just Jake?
Well, I wrote it as Jake Goldstein. And I'm like this, I go by Jukebox Jake and here's the reasons why. They just said, I'm sorry, but just like it just wouldn't be successful just because you're living in a different country. You're from Massachusetts.
It's like there's an ocean between us and you.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. It's just a pond.
It's just a pond.
Yeah, you can just skip right over it. Like, no big deal.
You know, they're still, like, butthurt about the whole tea incident, I think. So
that was a million years ago.
I know.
Some people hold grudges.
It was like
this is true.
It was like their favorite tea. It was like, I think it was like a...
Like an Earl Grey.
No, I think it was an English breakfast.
Oh, yeah. No, not my favorite.
No, I don't like it either. I like American tea.
I just like American.
I like Lipton.
Yeah.
Lipton?
Give me the Lipton.
Yeah.
Don't they make soup?
Yeah, it's delicious.
Wow. She was really into that. Lipton, I guess. Yeah. You know what? There's a tea out there. It's okay. So we don't have any sponsors yet. So if you're listening, you know, send us a check. Dave's Tea. I don't know if you've ever come across that. Do you have?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Sponsor us, Dave.
Dave, sponsor us.
We love you.
It's like these little handcrafted woven bags with like a little rope, like a little tiny rope, and it has like a flag, and like the ingredients that are in there are like actual dried up plants. It's not like crushed and powdered or whatever form.
Mm-hmm,
like there's there's some really like organic stuff in there, and oh, it's so good. Like I got like a green tea assortment pack, and there's like 20 green teas in there, and they're all
nice.
You can taste the difference.
That's
for
awesome.
Sure. Yeah,
that's very cool.
When you speaking of tea,
yeah,
when you sing and
spill the tea.
This question isn't on here. I'm just rolling with a punch. Okay, so when you're singing and you get like parched, do you do the whole tea and honey thing? What helps with that?
A beer. If I'm feeling sick, then yeah, sure, I'll drink some honey and some tea, and you know, if I have to cancel a gig, I'll cancel a gig. But if I'm just feeling generally thirsty at a gig, then I'll just be like, hey, oh, I'm gonna get a good beer. So
beer is beer.
Beer is good.
Yeah. This is great. So, do you have some venues coming up?
Yeah. I'm going to be playing next Sunday on February 18th at the Middle East in Cambridge.
That is very awesome. Cool.
Yeah, so I generally will travel across the state from one point to another, from Boston to the Berkshires and back and forth. So I'm playing at the Middle East in Cambridge for a songwriters round. This guy I know is organizing it, a bunch of other people. So we're going to just be playing original music and kind of briefly, within just a couple of sentences at least anyways, just describing like what our song is about to a very small audience, which is going to be really cool.
Nice.
Then I'm playing Mexicali in Spencer on the 20th. It's a Tuesday at 6 p.m.
I don't think I've heard that place.
In a Mexican restaurant.
I love Mexican food.
Well, if you're not doing anything on February 20th at 6 p.m., that's where I'll be.
Yeah. I am a huge tacos fan.
Want to talk about it?
Taquitos, talk about it. I'm not your friend. I am a friend. I know. Hers is so much better. Actually, I like chimichangas. I do the whole like Deadpool thing. I love chimichangas. And enchiladas.
What's the Deadpool thing?
Oh, he's like huge into chimichangas. I don't know why.
Okay, yeah.
I haven't deep dived that much into the comics, but he loves chimichangas.
We have a running joke in our family. So they're known as Chi-Chi Chimongs because my boyfriend's mom would always make them when they were kids. And, you know, my boyfriend's best friend would come over. He can never remember chimichangas. He's like, are you going to make those Chi-Chi Chimongs? And they're like, what? And now, you know, it's like 20 some odd years later still sticks. So now it's like whenever we're having a birthday dinner or something, and the request is always Chi-Chi Chimongs.
That's awesome. Nice. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I know, okay, we got to get back to the music because food is...
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So alive or dead, who is the number one person you would love to collab with?
John Lennon.
Ooh, good choice.
Paul McCartney.
You just want to be like a fifth Beatle.
Be like, yeah, man, let's just listen. Like, I'll one of you play lead, I'll play bass or rhythm, and then we'll go from there.
Feel like you would be better than Yoko.
Oh,
I hope so. I hope so.
Chris, I think you would be better than Yoko.
I know, that's saying a lot.
Yeah, that would probably, you know, that would be it, like far as like sort of collabing.
I love it.
Yeah, there was this video out there where they were like, I don't know, was that a bar? It was out in London, and nobody was really paying attention. You know, a guitarist was on a stage. There was a curtain. He was playing, you know, one of Paul McCartney's songs. And then they pulled the curtain back, and it's freaking Paul McCartney there.
Mm-hmm.
And they just go right into it.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, what?
Yeah.
I love stuff like that.
Yeah.
Have you ever had, like, you know, performing your music out there, any, like, encounters with any other, like, rock stars or anything like...
Well, like, sort of, yeah. So, I mean, sort of a local around here, at least anyway, was this guy named Snake.
Ooh.
Snake, yeah, it was his nickname. Eric's, I don't remember his last name, but Eric was an older gentleman who used to come to a lot of, like, North Central Mass open mics, especially, like, the PACC and the Ale House sometimes. And, I mean... You wouldn't ever know it just by looking at him. but he was in this band called Orpheus from the late 60s.
Yeah.
And like he was signed and they made a couple of records and you know, he was the bass player for Orpheus.
Wow.
You know, and like, you know, I just thought he was just some local. I thought for a while yeah. he was just, you know, just a older gentleman who played a lot of music in his years and just knew everybody and had been around for a while, but no, my gosh.
Just a humble dude.
Just a really super humble dude, but also I found out that like he also like goes, I don't know, he said something around like 100 to 125 mile radius of just like playing open mics, like left and right. He'd go out from Gardner to like East Hampton to Rhode Island to New Hampshire to, you know, anywhere. It didn't matter. He would just play. And he wouldn't even mention it. It was like, oh, yeah, I was in a famous band for a couple of years. I never even knew until, like, I don't know, well until I knew him. So I was like, oh, shit. Like, oh, my God, I'm playing with the bassist from Orpheus. You know, like, oh, my God. Oh, hi.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. So, but, yeah, he was just a really humble dude. And you know, I had, unfortunately, unfortunately, he's passed. But he was always a very kind guy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I mean, just the experiences that you have just from playing the music. I mean, whether the people that you meet out there are famous or not.
Yeah.
It's still just incredible, you know, just the musical talent and people, I don't know if they realize from, you know, Massachusetts, a lot of great music has come out of Massachusetts.
Oh, sure.
You know, we
Boston had, and Aerosmith.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You know, even locally here, Godsmack it's
they're from Boston?
No, they're from North Central Mass.
Yeah. Like Worcester area.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But that's great. You know, but you know, exploring all the musicians here and supporting them, that's what this show is about. And you know, you never know when the next big to me, all you guys are rock stars, but you never know when we're going to like discover the next,
right.
You know,
right.
Aerosmith.
Right.
That's great.
Now, have you guys ever listened to Killswitch?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Killswitch.
Okay. So
love
they're
Killswitch.
From, this was not a sort of playing out experience, but just like, not too long ago, I got into cardio kickboxing.
Nice.
So it's not so much like get in the ring and put on the gloves and the guards and the mouth guards. It's more just like, hey, this is what boxing is. It's very like, you know, sort of dip your toes in the water kind of thing. The instructor was the original drummer for Killswitch.
Get out.
Tom Gomes. Yes, Tom Gomes.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah. Like, and he was so humble about it, too. It was like, oh, yeah, I've done some recording here and there. And we kind of clicked on music. And then all of a sudden, I was just like, I'm going to just Google this guy, like find out. I'm like, oh my God, he was in Killswitch Engage. Like, okay. He's actually on one of their albums.
Wow.
Yeah. And he was part of the band for a little while and then he just quit, you know, as some people do, like, you know, did his own thing. That's fine. Started a martial arts studio in Northampton, Massachusetts, you know, wow. Okay, cool. That's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah. It's,
you know,
it's incredible. Like I know I started off my path into the music world fresh out of high school. There was a band that I did graphics for called Distraught.
Uh-huh.
And I did the demo CDs and flyers but they played the show over at Jared's in Attleboro.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they were I think second or third band up, but the opening band for the show was Second Class Citizen,
mm-hmm.
which was another big band back in the 90s in this area. And they were opening up for a band, a WAAF band, Raw.
Rest in peace, WAAF.
And Raw was big. They had like this Egyptian rock sound.
Uh-huh.
And our drummer was talking to this other drummer. Like, and it was so surreal because, like, this drummer was like, you know, he was black, he had this white, not white hair, yellow, like neon yellow spiky hair, and he had a British accent.
Uh huh. Wow.
And he was a really chill dude. And nice. He was like, him and my, our drummer was just talking drummer talk.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, mate, sorry, I got to go up. My set's coming up. I'm like, huh? And he goes up, and of course, we had the announcer like, and now performing is Raw, blah, blah, blah. And there he is on the drums, like, dude, wow. You were talking to the drummer Raw.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's just those experiences that you get, you know, as a musician, as an artist, and just interacting with other musicians.
Yeah.
You just never know.
All these people are just amongst us, you know, just like you just don't, you know, ever think about it. It's like, oh, wow, okay. Yeah, that's something.
One of my best friends, she just went to Vegas a couple of months ago with one of her friends, and they're just having a drink, you know, at the hotel bar and shooting the shit. And this guy, you know, is like, oh, you know, hi, ladies, how you doing? You know, and they're like, oh, what brings you to Vegas? And he's like, oh, my band's performing here. And they were like, oh, that's cool. And he's like, yeah, you might be too young to know who we are. It was the lead singer of The Offspring.
Nice.
And they were
that's
like,
awesome.
Yeah, we're in our 40s and we grew up and that's our era. And oh my God.
That's awesome.
Just so nonchalant. It's the lead singer of The Offspring.
You know, yeah. But I also love like when you're at a show and it's like, you know, maybe they're playing a really small venue, like way smaller than a stadium or something, something like a low key club. You know, maybe it's underground in Boston or something. And it's one of those moments where you can actually go up and talk to them.
Yeah.
Like 10 years ago, I ended up meeting Paul McCartney's kid.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Paul McCartney's kid, James McCartney.
James McCartney.
James McCartney. I met him a couple times because he was playing out in Boston. He had a couple CDs. He was on a sort of a mini North American tour. And, you know, I met him, very quiet, reserved kind of guy. I'm like, hey man, nice to meet you. Really great music. You look just like your dad. So, yeah.
Oh, that's surreal.
Yeah.
Wow,
so,
wow.
Yeah, it was cool. It was really, really fun. Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah. Music is, I don't know about you. I'm sure it does, but, music for me is very personal. It plays a huge part in our lives, in my life. And I definitely get the impression that that's the same case for you.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah, I've had music in my bones since I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, just like whatever it's like, playing music or it's listening to music or supporting other musicians or, you know, just whatever it is. Yeah.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. 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 It's always been there. It's always been there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's great. I absolutely love what you're doing.
Yeah.
Do you have another song?
Of course I do. Yeah.
Yay. Ooh,
let's get another one.
Okay. Cool. All right. Cool. This one is called We'll Be Fine.
Okay.
We'll be fine.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
It's fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. I promise everything's fine.
That's where those pyrotechnics would come in.
Oh, yeah. The budget's not there yet.
No.
It will be soon.
We need sponsors.
Sponsor us.
Yeah, okay, so this is We'll Be Fine. I was just a young man, all my parents said to me, don't you worry about finding love. Love will come to me, and I thought that love was all the same at age 15. Boy, I really didn't know. I was young and naive, and I asked my dad how it's been for 30-something years. He said, it's tough, you know, as we drank a few beers. And then I asked my dad how'd you last for so goddamn long, and then he gave me a rip off his really old bong, and then he said, it's all right. We fight with the dark and the light, and when our mind tells it's time, we'll be fine. I went to school one day and everything was fine. I saw the girl with curly hair, thought that she was divine. Oh, I thought that maybe one day I could call her my wife. But instead I realized I needed a new life. I walked into the classroom acting like a tool. My teacher taught me all about the 5% rule. I
thought that I was just way too cool. I looked into his eyes and I knew he thought I was a fool. And then he said, it's all right. We fight with the dark and the light. And when our mind tells its time, we'll be fine. A few years later, I was sitting at the bar. I was drinking my problems away because I just destroyed my car. And then I realized in all this time I hadn't made it too far. Then I heard a voice that became my shooting star. I turned around and there was the tree man in his land. He said, come with me and I'll show you the master plan. No, I didn't know what I was doing. My mind was in Afghanistan. Then he gave me his hand. I've never left his band. And then he said, it's all right. We fight with the dark and the light. And when our mind tells its time, we'll be fine. Now I know that I've been going on for really, really long. But if you're going through some stuff, then just listen to my song. I know that whatever happened to you, I know that it's just wrong. Come take a hit off my dad's old bong. Come with me and I'll be your friend. We'll cross the road and go down to the river bend. I'll help you get your mind back on the mend. Come take my hand and we'll sing my song to the end. And then I say, it's all right. We fight with the dark and the light. And when our mind tells its time, we'll be fine. Then I say, it's all right. We fight with the dark and the light. And when our mind tells its time, we'll be fine. So much.
You know what? We will be fine.
We will be fine.
Yes,
we will
be fine. Yeah, I can't tell you, you know, how many traumatic things that happened to us.
Yeah.
And we think it's going to be like, it's it. It's the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you just don't give up hope.
Mm-hmm.
And everything will be fine.
Everything will be fine.
Or just think like the last time you thought it was like the worst thing ever. And mm-hmm. then it passed and it's like, well, This really sucks right now.
Yeah, yeah.
That one thing that I thought was like the end of my world, I got through it.
Mm-hmm.
This is gonna pass too. That's what
right,
I like to.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, for me, when I ordered a steak and cheese and they put mustard in it, I thought it was gonna be the end of the world. And
oh my God!
Were you pleasantly surprised?
I was. It was fine. I take my food seriously, people, if you haven't told, you can tell, but no, that was great, Jake. That was awesome.
Thank you.
That was great.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you again for coming out here.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this is a blast.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, this is really good.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we were just talking off camera too about, you know, maybe doing some collaborations with other musicians.
Yeah.
So we hope to get you back in here and, you know, and we'll see. We'll see what kind of magic can make.
Yeah. No, yeah. I think it'd be great. I think that would be really wonderful. Yeah.
Awesome.
It'd be really
awesome.
Great. Awesome.
So this is, again, our musician for today, Jukebox Jake. You can find him out there on Facebook, social media platforms. I'll make sure that we include some links for you guys to go ahead and check him out. And again, thank you. A huge thank you and a round of applause to our producer, Nikki, here.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Woo.
It's been fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's a wrap, guys. I hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure you hit like, subscribe, and make sure you follow us. You can find us on all major podcast platforms and then on YouTube. So make sure you check the links down below. Yeah, all right.
Tell a friend.
And tell a friend, share. Sharing is caring, right? So make sure you share this, get the word out, and help us build an audience. All right, guys. This is your pal, Chris, and this is the Creative Chair. Signing off.